One.
We don't have to count it down every time. You can just like give me a signal or something. Like a.
No, it has to be one, uns, duns, truns.
We're gonna. I'm pouring mine in the glass this time.
I want it so bad.
This is a very.
Look at how cloudy it is. Oh no. They were in the freezer a little too long.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened. It's beer slushy. Oh. Hold up.
It is a cloudy beer regardless.
Yeah. But whatever. Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Pewter Pints.
And hopefully the video does not suck this time.
I'm sure the video looks great. I am the host this evening. I am Jason Imbrogno. I'm the head of sales over at Pewter. And I'm accompanied by my older brother, David, who is the head of operations for Pewter.
That's it.
And for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time or second time, you want to hear it again, Dave and I, we run our parents' or our family design build firm. We've been doing it each for about 11 years now, 11 or 12 years, 11 years. Family run operated business. My father founded the company 30 years ago. We've been on a couple HGTV shows over the past 5 or 6 years, so we're doing pretty good with that. And here we do a quick little beer review in the beginning, and then we jump into a bunch of renovation topics. We usually pick one topic a day. And today, I think we're going to look into different types of contractors and how to choose a contractor who best suits you. So to kick it off, I think we should do the beer review, get that out of the way. And Dave, I'm going to let you kick it off because you like beers like this a lot more than the average person. So...
Okay, so this is Omnipolo Zodiac. So this is being rated one of the top beers in the world.
It's really delicious.
Yeah. It's so good. It's Swedish. It is actually produced here. This one is...
It's a Swedish beer?
Yeah. This is a product of Canada, technically, as most beers are. But it's 6.2%, so it classifies it as a strong beer, and it's an IPA. And it's cloudy... It's delicious. It's got very faint hints of citrus to it.
Yeah, it's really good. This is a...
Sometimes IPAs can be really citrusy, and this is like...
It's nice. I like the citrusy IPAs. I don't like when they're overly hoppy. You know what I mean? It's just like all you taste is hops.
Oh, it's good.
Flying Monkeys would be real bad for that back in the day, but now they're delicious. And this is a great beer. I really like it.
Yeah. So... Obviously, looks like an unfiltered beer.
Oh, it probably. I mean,
maybe
most IPAs are unfiltered.
Yeah, and maybe I don't think it's just the cloudiness from the ice that we have in our particular.
Yeah, no,
glasses.
This is definitely a cloudy beer for sure.
Yeah, unfiltered, but. Raw, unfiltered, delicious. Yeah, highly recommend this one.
Yeah, definitely.
If you haven't tried it, I would jump on that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so.
The topic of the day.
The topic of the day is...
How the hell to pick a contractor that suits you. Yeah. And I think so we'll break down the different types of contractors because there are different classifications even just from, you know, on a business level, the organizational structure of them. That changes quite a bit.
The cost from contractor to contractor will vary.
To a degree, yeah. And then... yeah, so hopefully you guys find this one informative.
I think this one's important for the people at home, for you guys listening, because, you know, there are different types of contractors. There's what we call the sole pro, the sole proprietor guy, you know, the handyman, the craftsman, you know, the two guys in a truck who will definitely get your job done, but just in a different fashion. Then you got your bigger corporations, your bigger builders, your general contractors, and your third-party project managers. And then there are design build firms, which is what we are. So we're going to go and dive into the differences between all these different kinds of contractors. And
so what are we going to do? We're going to do sole pros.
Let's just do sole pros as a whole, you know.
Quickly break it down. Yeah, sole pros we'll do as a whole. And then we'll do the three corporation structures.
So general contractor, third party PMs, and the design builds.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. So, sole
very proprietor. Very organic over here. This is not a script. I have notes, but that's it.
Yeah. And actually, we should probably preface that with the fact that there's nobody here, so we might lose, as it stands, both cameras are recording, which is fantastic. And we, you know, Kyle's not here. We typically use his laptop.
Yeah.
So I've actually downloaded the software onto the iPad. We're recording with the high quality gear onto the iPad right now. So no filters or anything that'll get applied after. And I think I finally made a breakthrough with the video. So, but there's nobody manning these cameras. It's just the two of us here. So
a little bit different this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Given the circumstances. So, okay. Soul Pros, the handyman, the craftsman, the two guys in a truck, what me and you used to kind of do back in the day.
A little bit. Yeah. With guidance. Yeah. So obviously as far as cost goes, it's, you know, they take many different shapes and forms, right? You can have your random craftsman who works by himself, you know, high quality tradesman who, you know, these guys, they don't necessarily work even by a contract price. We've ran into them over the years where they just, you know, you hire them by the hour and they're
or
good
even by the day.
And yeah. Their day's worth. They're good. Just, you know, they have a truck full of tools. They show up. As long as you pay them, they continue to show up and they'll do the job. And then you have like the, you know, a guy and his brother-in-law in a pickup truck. They have a mass of tools and, you know.
Two jacks of all trades, you know, it's, that can work too. A little bit different.
Yeah. I mean, so structurally, let's do cost first on all of them. And then we'll do the organizational, like the structural differences. And then the recommendation of who's they're probably best suited for.
Yeah, okay. So let's start with the craftsman. I like the craftsman. These guys are different, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me. These guys will probably give you one of the best products you'll ever see. Problem?
Time.
Time. They will take their time. If you're trying to renovate in a hurry to flip a home or whatever, these are not the guys to call. They might be cheaper, but... And the craftsmanship is going to be great, but they will be there for 8 months to a year to bang out an 8 week run up.
Yeah. it's the fact.
And don't quote me on that. Obviously I'm exaggerating a little bit, but the craftsmanship will be the best. So Dave, try to elaborate on that. What do you think?
I mean the craftsmen from the guys that we've met over the years, they're good people. They have one gear. And they don't change that gear for anybody.
No.
And the real consequence to them is definitely time. But organizationally, like what organization? There is none. It's one guy, a truck, and a mass of tools that they have. And it's probably quality stuff that they've had forever, and they know how to use them very well. So there's nothing wrong. I wouldn't talk poorly about them at all. For smaller projects or, you know, if you're a very particular client who wants things done a certain way, that's probably a good route for you to go. If you know, it keeps the cost down for you, over the long term, and you're going to be able to control the quality because it's moving very slowly. So you'll have more opportunity for input, I would say.
Yeah, and I would say usually these guys are more trade specific as well, right? They're not so much of a do it all. Like they can do it all, just because I feel like once you get one trade down pat, you're a master at one trade. The rest of the trades come really easily. So most of these guys, I'd say, are, you know, very good carpenters or something like that, and they just branch out their skills in other ways. So.
Well, it's kind of like how Dad started.
Yeah.
Right? Like Gino, he was an electrician by trade, and he got pulled into this, and we're second generation in this. And so the structure has developed and grown to accommodate us, or we pushed that envelope to accommodate us. But really, that's what Dad was.
Yeah, he was
right?
An electrician.
When we were younger.
Yeah.
Electrician, and moved into like that sole proprietorship. And then eventually he opened the corporation and
became the GC and evolved into a design build. So not that, you know, these three different topics that we're talking about are stages of progression. That's not true. That's just the way Pewter progressed. But yeah, so that's Anything else you want to add about the craftsman guy? The handyman?
I think we pretty much got it. Who's a good fit? I mean, if your quality's your thing and time, you have all the time in the world and you clearly only want quality. But we're being very specific because we're only talking about like those craftsmen.
The good guys.
Yeah, like there are guys who were just, you know, very lackadaisical and maybe they've just decided to get into contracting and this is their first shot at it, or, you know, they haven't decided to establish themselves further along that line and make that progression into the bigger steps. So I would be cautious in your vetting process with the sole proprietors.
Yeah.
Right? That's somebody who you're going to want a close referral. And guys like that who are successful are by referral. So yeah,
definitely. Don't go thinking you're going to find them on Kijiji because you won't.
Well, you could, and maybe you get lucky, but there's definitely a crapshoot there. Next,
okay, so next, the corporation. So let's start off with what's most common, I would say, is the general contractor, the GC, the guy that gets all the work and contracts it all separately. Typically, these guys do not have the tools on their belt. They are project managers, but what they do is they take away most of the responsibility from you. So they're in charge of paying all the subs, buying all the materials, et cetera, et cetera. Dave, what kind of client is more suited towards a general contractor?
I think it's very, I would say that there's a lot of different types of general contractors. And that's like, it's such a blanket term. And often people will use it almost out of sync of what they should do. I don't know. Like there's different forms that you can have. So you can be, there's three different types of general contractors. There's guys who have full crew and they do all of the work in house. There's guys who solely sub out, and that can be effective too. And then there's guys who have a blend.
That guy's out. One down, one to go.
Is it out?
Well, it just turned off. Whatever. So three different types of GCs you feel like
so,
there are.
Yeah, so there's the guys who have employees in-house. There's guys and they take care of everything in-house aside from, you know, the licensed trades like
electrical. HVAC, gas.
Yeah, plumbing. Sometimes they'll do the plumbing. And then you have the guys who sub everything out, demolition, you name it. They have no employees, and it's usually just one guy who orchestrates and project manages. From what I've seen, they don't necessarily have those skills. They're more managers, and they don't necessarily have the hands-on experience.
Which can come in or land someone in trouble sometimes, you know.
It's possible. I mean, it depends. You go to school, you can learn these things, but there's tons of tips and tricks and, you know, every trade, there's so much to know. Like, even if you're not doing it yourself, I don't know how you formulate some sort of process that...
That's the thing. A good general contractor, a good one, should be able to tell every single trade how to do his job. If that sub-trade has a question that they can't figure out how to do something, that general contractor should be able to troubleshoot it and figure out the answer for that subject.
Well, even just knowing like how you want things to go together, right? Yeah. Because there's a certain process. There's a million different ways that you can skin the cat. Sorry for the bad analogy, but there's so many different ways that you can go about pretty much all the processes. You can, you know, there's a correct order of doing things and you can do it half-assed backwards, and maybe it's more advantageous to do it half-assed backwards just because scheduling issues or whatever. And so you have to be able to run through these things, and sometimes just knowing how things go together yourself personally can be advantageous. I'm not saying you can't be successful
knowing how to manage people, period.
Yeah, you absolutely can. And I would say you're reliant more on your sub trades to do the right thing at that point in time, and you get a great team together, the sky's the limit. But so there's that, and then the blend where you have, you know, you rely on some sub trades to pick up the slack and make sure that the project is moving efficiently. This is what we do. We in-house, we have obviously guys in-house.
Yeah, general construction is taken care of in-house for sure.
Yeah, like demolition, we do all the heavy framing and structural alterations. And I would say that there's such a wide variety of contractors, it's impossible to say how they price. I would say generally a good contractor is going to break out a job, you know, apples to apples. So what does it take to, how much time, material, labor, excuse me, is it going to cost them to do X, you know, each individual task? And then they start adding on their markup. So the bigger the company, the more overhead they have, the more expensive they will get until they reach the point where they start to get organizational efficiencies built in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, where they're turning projects over, they can do multiple projects at the same time, and now as a client you start to gain those cost efficiencies. They offset the cost of their big structure, and that's the ideal. So there are small general contractors, you can have two guys in a pickup truck still operating, mm-hmm. with a full company. If they're doing that, I mean, we have a ton of expenses that are associated with running a general contracting company, between, you know, the licensing, even if you have a trailer, like certify the trailer, certify your truck. Like there's so many different things that come into play, running a full blown construction company, and it's expensive. It really is. Yeah. So,
and that's why, you know, so if, yeah, I mean, that's, it would be a little bit more expensive, but then on the contrary, there is the third party project manager. And I like this style. I think this is cool.
You see a lot of the architects
doing this. Do this. Yeah.
They cut our grass. I don't know how many projects we've lost to the architects, but you know, these guys will design the project, they'll tender it out, and then they end up getting the job because they project manage it. And
well, cuz I mean, the difference between a general contractor and a third party project manager is a general contractor will take all the responsibility for your project. Whereas a third party project manager, what this guy's going to do, or girl, they're going to tender out the job for you. You know, your electrical is 30 grand, your framing's 20 grand, your this is this, and your that is that. But now you're responsible to pay those guys, and you're responsible to make sure that they do get paid, and they get paid properly, so that, you know, you're doing your 10% holdbacks. All that is now on you. And now, which means you as a client, you are more involved in the project itself. You're actually the boss. You are the head project manager.
Yeah, whereas if you have a general contractor, you pay them X to do XYZ. And, you know, everything's on them to pull it together for you. So it does provide. Now, the thing that I will say is, a general contractor, they don't have design services in-house. So that means you have to acquire your own architect. Maybe they have guys that they work with or whatever, but you have to acquire an architect. You have to decide, is a designer something that you want to work with as well?
So basically, if you and your significant other are design savvy, you don't need a designer, general contractor is definitely the way to go. Definitely.
Yeah. If you're willing to, you got the energy, source you have out the time, all the
materials yourself.
And yeah. As far as cost goes, I don't think it really makes a difference.
Well, sure it does.
No, like a general contractor to a design build firm, the construction's going to cost
the construction is going to cost the same, but the design fee is different, right? It's design consulting fees. But anyways, I mean, now I guess it's time for us to get into that. So basically, we can say a general contractor or a third party project manager is for someone who wants to be more involved in their project. Their design process is all on them. The picking of their materials is all on them. You know, paying their trades could be on them if they go through the third party. Whatever, you know, there's different clients for different types of services, and this is what we're talking about. So then there is the full scale design build firm.
So what's the difference between a general contracting company and a design build firm?
So that's an easy one to answer. Basically, a full scale design build firm means you move out of your house, you put your feet up, and you can be as involved as you want to be, or removed as you want to be. A full-scale design-build firm will take care of everything for you, as much as you want to pay for, from every piece of furniture, cabinetry. Because you got to remember, if you hire a general contractor to do a kitchen reno, you have to hire your contractor, right? And then you have to hire your kitchen company. Whereas a design-build firm will typically have both those in-house ready to go, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way that we're set up, we have... We, you know, we're a dealer for Urpinia. So all cabinetry orders, that's all a part of our process.
The design of the kitchen.
Yeah, design of the kitchen. Like, we are all in-house. We have the architects, great relationships with the engineers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll try to get Rocco on here. We'll get an engineer in here one day when this COVID-19 blows over. But, so essentially, it's one company, it's one-stop shop. So you get the design services, you get the construction management, you get the construction oversight and the entire build package, all your materials, everything is selected. So it's all just kind of taken care of for you. It's laid out in front of you. You don't have to go searching. You know, the design build firms always have like the answers for you. Like, here's the next step, here's the next step. And you don't have to worry about missing this or missing that. It's all just a part of the plan.
Yeah. Right? I mean, at the end of the day, a home reno or a custom build, there's a lot of moving parts from it. From concept to completion, there is a lot to cover.
Yeah, it's insane.
So, and you will not realize how much you have to cover as a client until you try to save a few bucks and not go with the designer and not go with the design build firm, you know, or if you go for the two guys in the truck, you know, then that's when you'll start to realize just how much there is to do on a day-to-day basis. That's why I think design build firms and why we went into this direction is because it's good to have full control, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're the client or
guidance.
Yeah.
Right? Like, our job is to simplify the process for the clients, right? We have well-to-do clients who... You know, for the most part, they want to start to enjoy the fruits of their labor. They don't want to have to do the labor to enjoy the fruits of their labor. And it's an exhaustive process regardless.
Mm-hmm. Just living through it.
Yeah. Like, most projects, we're telling people to get out of your house because it just it makes way more sense. Yeah. It's so much better for your mental state trying to live through a renovation. It's crazy what it... How it impacts your life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Excuse me. But yeah, so as far as how would you classify it? Is there a car analogy that you would want to put to it?
There's definitely, I like the car analogy.
Like, we're car guys, so.
Yeah, we're car guys. So you got your Hondas, right? You got your big three, your good domestic made vehicles, and then you got your high-end exotics, right? So, like, so you got your Honda Civic, you got your Corvette, and then you got your Ferrari. Let's put it that way. I would say that the handyman, the craftsman...
This is an interesting one.
...is the Honda Civic. The Honda Civic is a great vehicle. It's cheap on gas, cheap on insurance. You know, it gets you from A to B just how you need it to. That's it. Right? No bells and whistles. Sure, it's got Bluetooth, whatever. What doesn't nowadays? But the
Honda Civic... Okay, we're talking service.
Yeah, the Honda Civic. Okay. Yeah, we are talking service.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
So the Honda Civic will get the job done. Now, the Corvette, I would say, is the general contractor. It's fast. It's sleek. It looks good.
High-performing.
Right? High-performing.
But it lives in a certain lane.
Yeah, and doesn't
like... Very purpose-built.
Yes. More specific. Right, a Corvette is, or even like a Hellcat, you know what I mean? That thing will go in a straight line.
Very well.
Very, very well. Very well.
Well, that's about it, yeah.
And that's what it'll do, and that's what you want to buy, and that's what you get.
All right.
And then the design build firm is definitely the Ferrari, where it'll go in the straight line quickly. If you want to turn fast, it will. If you want to brake fast, it will.
So just like any product, you know, you have your super premium, you have the bottom end, and then you have everything in between. So you can always pay more in any area, right? Yeah. You can have a sole proprietor that charges a bloody fortune because he's very confident and has a really good client network. And then, you know, you can go to the other end and you can have a design build firm who is desperate for work and willing to price at any level possible to get the job.
Yeah.
I would say in general, pay your people. Don't make price your only determining factor in deciding on who to choose, because at the end of the day, people are in business to make money. If you're not going to allow them to make money,
it is going to be a...
You're going
to
have bad service. Yeah.
It's going
to
be
straight up, you're going to have bad service.
Why would I go to work for less money or no money at all when I can just sit at home and make no money?
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to make a contractor go to work for 5% when a margin of error on an estimation on a quote is 7 to 13%, why would that guy show up? Once his once he loses 5%, now he's into a break even scenario, and if he's only two thirds of the process in, he's going to start being miserable, and he's not going to want to do a good job for you.
Yeah,
it's just the way it is. Like when you when I was in college, I was taking an estimating program when I was studying architecture at George Brown, and the one of the questions on the exam that I got wrong was, who do you choose in a bid? Do you pick the highest, the middle, or the lowest? I picked the middle on the test and I got it wrong, because in the true answer was pick the lowest. But when you're talking about your home rental, do not pick the lowest.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. The cheapest
guy. In bidding scenarios, like most people are not picking the lowest.
No.
You know, because there's generally something wrong with that scenario. So, you know, the level of service can vary greatly, you know, from the sole proprietor, the one guy and his brother-in-law just showing up and doing, you know, that's a job to them.
Yeah.
Versus hiring a full-fledged company, you know, with an office, trucks, employees, you know. The other benefit, too, is the guys who have the employees in-house, they have more flexibility, right?
And more control.
Yeah, like if a sub trade can't show up that day.
Screw it, man. I'll do it then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
How many times have we had to do that? Yeah. Guy didn't show up. Screw it, man. Throw up the boards, you know?
Yeah.
Guy's sick.
Yeah. We got it. Don't worry. Yeah. So you're able to maintain a schedule a little bit better. So I don't know. I think we did a pretty decent job breaking down the differences.
Yeah. I mean, I think, because that's the thing. There are... And I'm sure as a client, it's like, man, like, who do I go with? Like, this guy over here, he seems really knowledgeable, but he doesn't have a crew. And, you know, this guy over here has a full crew, but man, it looks like he can't even tie his own shoes. You know what I mean? So it's like, you're going to get all that. And I think, you know, when you go for your home reno or your custom build and you're vetting, make sure you vet thoroughly. That's the only thing I can say, because too many people have called us and be like, oh, my rental's half done. Can you come finish it? I fired my contractor.
Little
word of advice. No contractor wants to show up to your house after that.
Yeah. You get one shot at it.
Yeah. So, okay. I don't know. I think that's it for today.
Yeah.
Little good little Friday Pewter Pint podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at pewter.pints. Subscribe. No. What?
Pewter.build.
Oh, sorry. Yes. The podcast is Pewter Pints. Our Instagram handle is at pewter.build. Our website is pewter.build. Facebook, Twitter, whatever, that stuff too.
Whatever.
But more importantly, guys, let us know what you think about the podcast in the comments. Just be nice to us, please. We're contractors first, podcasters third and fourth and fifth. If you got any questions, anything you want us to talk about, you know, we know quite a bit about this industry. Our father is a construction encyclopedia. If we don't have the answer, we'll ask him first and then we'll do the podcast. So thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to like and subscribe, and
stay safe, everybody.
Stay healthy.
Cheers.
Salute.